This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Query, actually. Why are we finding out about all of these reports about the Niners' activity about Brandon Ayuk and now Deebo Samuel as well?
Yeah, like why do the Niners benefit? Why would they want this out?
Well, I just think that when you get into what we're about to go through here, which is like a, you know, a gigantic league-wide conference call, you know, you can play your cards close to the vest, but you have to, as the thing gets closer, you know, do a canvassing of the league, and any number of people could be talking and whispering to the Diana Rossinis of the world and ESPN and NFL Network. And I just think it's a very difficult thing to keep things quiet when you're actually entertaining trade talks. So I think, you know, I would say this. I believe the smoke. You know, when they say that they're looking, they're talking to teams trying to get into the top 10, I bet you they are. You know, when they're talking about, you know, any number of teams, John admitted that there were a bunch of teams that were showing interest in Brandon Ayuk. He's a very coveted player. And especially on a night like tonight, where you start to really get close to pulling the trigger on picking one of these players, you start to assess the risk factor. And then a guy like Ayuk, who there's very little risk, right, in trading for Ayuk, you pretty much know what you're going to get, becomes more attractive. And I think the Niners are keenly aware of that, and I think that they're kind of waiting. And Lynch made it perfectly clear that, you know, the key to being good on draft day is you got to be nimble and you got to be able to adjust to stuff on the fly. And I think they're waiting to see if somebody blinks at their high asking price for Brandon.
Especially if it's one of their, quote, gold helmet prospects, right? And so if they're in a spot where one of their gold helmet guys that they really love is still on the board with a team that maybe is one that they have targeted, is interested with Brandon Ayuk, do you think it could be that simple that when that team gets on the clock, like Indianapolis or Jacksonville, and one of the players that they love is still there, would they be then more motivated to do something bold?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, Dibs. And not only that, I'll go further than that. I don't think they'll pull the trigger unless they had a player that they highly covet there on the board. And I think that's part of the reason they don't want to do this trade, you know, even this afternoon, if there is a trade on the table, because they want to see who's on the board. I mean, we've been speculating. The NFL Network has a mock draft every 15 seconds. So they're speculating constantly. But it's all just speculation. And I guarantee you, the one thing that we can say definitively is that if we were privy to be able to walk into every team's war room, what you'd find is that these boards are not the same. They're different. And in some cases, they're dramatically different. So it's all guesswork as to, you know, where these players are going to go and who's going to fall. I mean, give you an example. The UCLA pass rusher is a tremendous player. He's probably a top five, top eight type player, but he's had a neck injury. He's had multiple injuries, and there's a good chance that he falls tonight just simply because of the medicals. I heard a buddy of mine told me that they don't have Latu on their board in the first two rounds because they view him as a medical risk. So that, to me, is really interesting. So, I mean, could a guy like that fall out of the first round because of medical situations? Guys fall for any number of perceived slights, or sometimes like Tavondre Sweat had a DUI in the last week. He's projected to be a high, late first, high second round pick, maybe mid second. He may fall into day three now. So all these boards are quite a bit different.
Larry Kruger joining us on Willard and Dibbs talking draft day. And we are counting down, in fact, an hour and 20 minutes away from the start of the actual event. And Dibbs and I will have you for the first hour of the actual draft. And then our team of Mark Grandy and Evan Giddings and Sterling Bennett will take over there at 6 o'clock and take you through the evening and the whole first round tonight. Larry, it's clear you think it's on the table that the Niners get a higher first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk. What do you make of Deebo Samuel entering into these conversations today, and what might they net for him?
Less, but
sure.
Here's the thing, too. It's like people have been debating, well, you know, they should move Deebo instead of Ayuk. You know, guys, I think it's time for Niner fans to come to grips with the reality that they're paying Brock Purdy most likely 50 times what he's going to make this year in the future on a big contract. So I don't know that either receiver is really safe, short-term or long-term. They both could be sacrificed. You know, why? Because receivers are thought to be easier to get. The last four or five drafts, the receiver classes have been exceptionally deep. Teams are playing the spread in the college level now, so you're seeing many, many more receivers, viable for the draft every year. And there's good receivers still in the free agent market, a couple at least. So I think that, you know, the whole, well, should they have to move off from Deebo or Ayuk? Guys, when push comes to shove, they may have to move off of both. So, and then I think there are teams that really highly covet Deebo. I think Shanahan really has a high thought of Deebo. From what I was told, Deebo was promised that he was not going to be moved before, during, or after the draft.
Right.
So to see Diana Rossini throw that out there is surprising. But there may be a team in the top 10 that, Deebo is a unique player. He's almost like a one of one. So if you love his skill set and believe that his skill set is something you want to have on your team, you know, maybe there's a team, all it takes is one team to say, hey, we got to have that player, and that player moves. So there might be some cachet to Deebo that we're unaware of here.
And does that also come from the fact that it seems like more teams are starting to incorporate some of the Shanahan stuff in their offense, whether it's the pre-snap motion or, you know, the jet sweep, for example? Not that he invented it, but it seems like it's more emulated now than ever in the NFL.
Well, the NFL is more chunk yardage plays than ever before. It's not about 13 play drives. It's about quick strikes, and it's about mismatches and isolating guys in coverage and getting the matchup that you want. And in Deebo's case, I'm sure there's a lot of people looking at the 49ers and the success they've had, even though they haven't won the Super Bowl. They've been in the conference championship game and then looked at Deebo and said, man, love to have something like that. You know, I'd love to have a guy, a receiver that can create dynamic plays that we don't have to rely on our quarterback. And in bad weather, we can hand it to him on a toss sweep or an end around, and he can create those chunk yardage plays that, you know, every team's covet. So, I just think that when, you know, we have him here, so we see some of the downsides, the injuries, and, you know, he's puts on weight sometimes as the season goes on, and sometimes he hasn't been the most dynamic. But other people see, man, that's a unique weapon that, it's hard to replicate. And so maybe there's a team out there that has put a high price tag on him and really covets him, maybe. And that might be to the Niners' benefit. I'll say this, though, if you do covet...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But him, you're going to take on 2 years of big money, I think close to $40 million in contract obligations there. So, I think maybe the 49ers might view it as a gift, to be honest, if somebody gave them a high asset. I would say Debo's worth like a third-round pick and this year, and maybe a fifth-round pick or a sixth-round pick next year. But if you paired him with your pick, could you move into the top 10 if the team coveted him? Maybe. It's possible.
Larry, can I ask you about my draft crush?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
I don't know who it is.
Yes, Malachi Corley, Western Kentucky. He's thick, Larry. He's got a base. And he's the king of yak. Could he be the next Debo if there's no Debo?
Absolutely. And I think that would be like if they got, they took him at 31, more likely than not, maybe in round two or maybe in a trade back scenario, or if they did deal with the Commanders and got those multiple twos from the Commanders, I could see them using one of those picks on Corley. Supposedly a large Niner contingent went out to Western Kentucky to look at Corley. Now, he's not Debo, okay? So for those of you saying, oh, he's Debo, he's not Debo. He's a poor man's Debo. He runs through arm tackles. He's good run after the catch. Football's really important to the guy. He's more he's a kind of a running back receiver, but he's not 220. He's more like 210, 215. He's kind of a less powerful version of Debo.
Who would you say then in this draft is the, quote, poor man's Brandon Ayuk? Is it Malik Nabers out of LSU? Is it somebody they could attain at 31? Or to get somebody who could approximate Ayuk, would they have to move up in the first round?
Yeah, Ayuk is so interesting. The poor man's Ayuk, I mean, I don't know if he's a poor man's Ayuk. He might be better than Ayuk, but Brian Thomas is the guy that reminds me a lot of Ayuk. Just that he runs across the middle without fear, long arms, plays fast, big playmaker, unafraid. You know, there's a lot that he can catch it short and take it the distance. He reminds me a lot of Ayuk, more so than anybody. I also love, Xavier Leggett or Leggett. I'm not sure the pronunciation on that, but the South Carolina receiver who's, he's kind of like an A.J. Brown. He's maybe a little bit bigger than Ayuk heavy-wise, but, I mean, he runs in the 4.3s, run after the catch, only had the one big year this year, but, he played in a top conference. He tested incredible. Every time you see him, he doesn't create tons of separation on his route, but he creates an enormous separation as soon as he.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.